You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We spoke about Ebenezer. Ebenezer seems to say, the pasuk is Ish ima ve'aviv tiro, v'shapsayis etshmar, ani Hashem Elokecha. V'tam lahaskeh eim koimav, ki a katan ein amakir v'tchilakim imoy. A katan recognizes his mother first. Okay, so the Torah had to write it first because he knows his mother. I mean, his father goes to work. He's a kid, and he knows his mother. His mother brings him up, right? What's he saying? It's bashis is mashma, that you're mechuyev to be mechabed your parents, even when you're caught. If you look vital, it looks at vachakein Shabbos, ki mitzvah lakotin lishmer es Shabbos. He says it by cotton, so we assume that's what he meant before cotton too, that a cotton is chayev in kibben of aim, and a cotton is chayev to be shemesh Shabbos. Shver Ebenezer, of course, there's many Shver Ebenezers, you don't know. We're going to say something here, Bidach Popo, hard to imagine he meant this, but at least we will have a shot in it. Okay. The third thing was, it says in Ramah, this is Ramah, Kotten Shehika es Aviv, or Ovar Sharveris Bekat Musay, Afapi Shein Tzuch Chubik Shigdal, because he's a Kotten Makomakot, Toivlo Shiyakabal, Al Atzwa Eza Dovel Chuba Kapara, Afapi Shehova Koim Shanazabar Ancient. Piskim Ari means the Chumas Adeshin, that a Kotten should do Chuba on the Averis that he did when he was a cotton, meaning any Averis, as Hikasov and so forth. The Mucker is a Gemara in Bava Kamma, number 4. The Gemara talks about Serif Shtar Shechaver, if you burn a Shtar, right? What is it called? A promissory note? So are you chayv to pay? Because you just burnt a piece of paper. On the other hand, you made the guy lose the money that's in there. So Havi Uvdir, it was a Maisa, Kafye, Rafram Rabashi. Rafram forced Rabashi, the Agve Be Kishur Tzami, took from the best of his Nechasim to pay for him being served a shtar. Rabashi burnt the shtar, Rabashi wrote the Gemara, right? Ravina Rabashi Sefer Ra. Zokto Ashi, Magvilem in a Seif called Shtar Shay Gomer Lovset, Afreva, Shasav Shtar Chaver Be Yalduse. He did it when he was a kid. Rashi knows the Pshat is he did a kid. He was playing around. I guess Rabashi was also once a kid. And he burnt the shtar. Zok Dagor Sashri like this. There's a mission in Bava Kamma in Nechoyvel. Eved Vaisha Cher Shet of a Cotton Pekiyosin Ra. Don't start up. Don't pick a fight. Doesn't say those words, but let's use the modern vernacular. Don't pick a fight with a little kid. Why? Because at the end you're going to lose. Because if he hits you, he's pot, and you hit him, you're chayev. Right? Same thing with a woman. She says, I don't have any money. It all belongs to my husband. And if you hit her, you have to pay. So the God Sashri says, even though cotton is potter, miu cotton chayv l'sham k'shiyagdil. V'chein p'yush rashi, meaning when you'll have money. V'chein p'yush rashi, come on, bagoy zolaitzim. Kafi refer m'vash, shesav shtach av erbi al-dusa, v'agmine guvaynum al-yasa. He collect from him. So the Chumash Deshet says, you see from here, it's not, Pashi says, it's not only because he made him lose money. We think, oh yeah, a kid does something, he breaks a window. You know, see, all of us would feel, listen, I don't care as a kid, but you know, I lost money. No, it means any avera should do tshuva. That's one thing. Magen Avraham brings another raya. V'achy aminim b'sanhedrin, we spoke about this, that if a cotton's ball a behema, so the din is you kill the behema. So Gemara's a shayla, why do you kill a behema when a yid has relations with it? So the Gemara says, takola and kaloin. So takola and kaloin is that the behema brought about an aveira, and kaloin embarrassments. So Gemara says, nafkamina would ben noyach. If a ben noyach is ball behema, it's one of the seven mitzvah ben noyach arayas, do you kill the behema? If it's takola, it's an aveira. If it's kaloin, so it's either not a kaloin to them, or Torah was not so makbar in their kaloin. So Gemara brings a raya from a cotton. If a cotton was boiled over 9 years old, right? We said a cotton is over 9 years old, so it's called a shame bia. In other words, if Eishes Ish has bia with a 9 year old, so the Eishes Ish gets killed. If a woman has bia with someone, with a brother, let's say, it passes on the kahuna and so forth, right? If he's 9 years old, if he's 8, if under 9, not. So Memela, the Gemara says that, it says in the Mishnah there, that if he's ba ala behema, you kill the behema. In fact, the Gemara, I overhear, there's no takala. He didn't do a veira, he's a 9 year old. El's kolayin, it's embarrassment. So Gemara says, no, takala hu de'ika el rachmana chasolei. There is a takala. Cotton, by being ba ala behema, is a takala. It is called an veira. Just the Torah doesn't punish him. Okay, that's it. So you see the Magen Avraham says that a katan's aveir is called an aveir, and therefore he should take upon himself to do some tshuva. And the third raya, or just an eight, is the Gemara that the Magen Avraham brings. Nachi abal behema, right, that's the whole Gemara we spoke out. The Goyim brings a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rab Shmuel by Nachmen, which you see there, Amar Biachim kol oimi Yeshiyahu chata ein alata. Yeshiyahu ha-melech was chayta, shenema v'yasa shosh v'en Hashem v'yelech v'chol derech David Ovid. Aye, it says, Kamoy loy l'fan of melech ha-sheh shav. It says there was no one like him who did tshuva. What would he do tshuva if he didn't do anything wrong? Because the pshat is, shekol din shav dan b'ben shmoy. He became a king at 8, and he was done dinim, and at eight, and he shouldn't have done dinim, he held, until he was 18. 18, you get some kind of seichel that you're able to paskin. So, Mela, what did he do? Hichzir lehen. He returned. Shema, in other words, if he said, Reuven is chayav to pay Shimon, he paid back Shimon. Shema ton natlam ezev and asan zeh. You think maybe the pshat is he retracted on his psak later on, and he said, no, Reuven's not chayav to Shimon, Shimon's chayav to Reuven, he took out from Shimon. He says, no. Tam luchol moya, then natlam, he paid him up. In other words, if he didn't, he held, he shouldn't have paskin. So even though he paskin, Reuven is chayav to Shimon, but he paid Reuven back. So you see, he did tshuva on what he should, something they didn't do. Those are the three rayas that the poiskim, we're talking about the mug, the Tshuma Sadesh, the Magen Avraham, and the Goyen bring as a raya to this halacha that a katan should do tshuva on averus that he did. Right, as I think we said last week that the Rav Zalman Voloshin, the sefer, told us all the sefer on Rav Zalman Voloshin. They right away redid it a few years ago. The fellow who did it will probably be visiting your house, I imagine, right? That's what he's good at. And he had to stay in my house. Yes, he was here in Yeshiva, and he didn't have a place to sleep, so he stayed. And they gave me the sefer. See, Daka did it very nice. They redid it. In other words, they did it with dots, basically. But they did. They took old prints, and they put in a little more than there was before. The sefer is a Meridika sefer. It's on Rav Zalman Voloshin, Rav Chaim's brother, Rav Chaim's older brother. So Rav Zalman Voloshin says you have to know the Zayin Mitzvahs. Why? Because you deal with Akum. And a lot of times you do things that make them do an Aveira. An example, maybe I said last week, I don't remember, you're standing on line in a supermarket, right? The cashier, you know, says $5 for that thing. Says, yeah, all right, just give me two. I'll ring it up with something else. You're not allowed to do that. Besides that, you're stealing. I'm not talking about that. You're making her steal. And that you can't do. She's not the owner. He says you have to know. What is it? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Eva Menachai. Birkas Hashem, they can't blasphemize, use Hashem's name. Gimel, Gezel. Dalet, Dinim. And the Gimel, Averis, Chamuris. Right? Vodizor, Gilavash, Vichas, Dhamma. So those are the seven things you have to know. The Rambam then says that we know that the din is, you hear, that Ben Noyach is chayv and gezel, even if he steals less than a shem pruta, he's nerag. Like the Gemara says, ben noach nerag al shem pruta. Right. So pashup shat you learn why? Because they're makbid, which the Gemara does say they're makbid al shem pruta. They have to steal. But the Rambam says a chiddush. After he says that they're chayv and pach shem pruta, the Rambam says the chen chayv al evim in a chay, v'abalsam in a chay b'kol shuhu. The Rambam says, now as we know, for us to get an oynish, if you eat ayven achai, chelev, whatever it is, treifis, chazer, whatever you eat, you need a kazayas. What's that? It's halacha moshe Sinai, shiurin shel oynshin. Right? The Gemara says, the shear of an oynish is halacha moshe Sinai. Not only in eating and everything. Why is a rishus a yachid 10 tfachim, and why is this arba ames, and why when you take on a Shabbos, if the food is a gregarious and this, and why Yom Kippur is kesevis, and all these things, shiurim, are as halacha moshe Sinai. The Rambam says by Ben Noyach, chayev al even achai basim chayev, which we'll talk about another time, what's the two things, but basically it's even achai, bekol shuhu, shelo nitnu hashiurin elal yisol bevad, bevad. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. And the Radvaz, the Rishon that's right there on the Pshat, the Rizal's Rebbe, over there says, Vadava Yadua, the Kola Shiur Malacha Lamosha Messinai, Valacha Lamashina La Nitna El Yisrael. It's given only the Yisrael, which opens up a big question in the Achreinim, Primogodim, brings about others. Maybe means Bnei Noyach don't have the din of Rav. Rashi says, Bittel Barav is a din Alacha Mesh Messinai Ba'atzim. In other words, what if a piece of chaza falls into two pieces of meat, it's batel medaraisa. By Ben Noach, if a piece of menachai falls into a piece of regular meat, they say bittel. Or they don't have alach mesinai, and so forth. But whatever it is, the Rama says, shiurin are not given to Ben Noach. Okay? So on that, we mentioned... What do you mean?
Falls in, but the ropes happen to be me. Again, the question, me did the...
Me ikamid.
The akum asum to us is mutter.
Right, but that's the... Okay, go ahead, Shia. Right. He's saying a lumda. He's saying, the din of me ikamid means you can't have something that's usur to them and mutter to us. But here it's not really a mutter to us. It's just, there's a din bittel barayif. That's what he's saying. The Issa really applies. But it's a good question, a good answer, but we'll leave that right now. So we mentioned the Kasha, that the Marie Assad, right? The Marie Assad, Yehuda Assad, the Yehuda Yah, big goyin, we said the story last week. Kvarani Chochem Echad, Lefi Mashikasa Rosh B'tshuva, the Ben Yud Gimel Lagadlis, who could call Shiur and Halachal Mash Sinai. Actually, I should have brought the other, he brings it all here. Ulefi Mashikasa Ramba Perak Tes, right. Lo nemra shiur leben noach. Im kem emela, ein din godless v'katnas ben noach. Right? And now, since the Rashi's a shtickle mashra way in Ovis. In Ovis it says, ben yud, ben shloshes v'le mitzis. So Rashi says, v'shtei Cyrus, v'hu alocha moshe mesinai. So some learn, the hu alocha mesinai goes back under shtei Cyrus. But Pasha Rashi's going on the whole din of yud gimel. Right, that is Yud Gimel is Alach Mesina, but the Rosh says, well, it's just like every Shir, Kazayas, Kaisevis, Revias, all these Shirin, Asarat Fachim, Dalet Ames, all these Shirin, Alach Mesina. So too is 13 and 12 for a girl, a Alach Mesina. And since Akum don't have Shirin, so Maria Asad says, so therefore there shouldn't be such thing as Katnas and Godless by Ben Nayach. Vitikshi, it's effect of Maria Asad. Now the reason I know it's Maria Asad is because the new some ciphers bring at the bottom how they know it's the Maria Satz. It's not like I'm, giving you something to some cipher for some reason didn't say his name. V'tikshav Rambam shekosav sham simonim. I don't know. Halacha hey, the Rambam says over there. This looks like a mistake. Shekosav sham halacha hey ula oilam ein oinshim behem loy katan v'lo cheresh v'lo shaita. That's what the Maria Assad is. He says, if the Rambam, since the Rambam holds, there's no shiurin. And the din of 13 is Allah Mishim Sina, it's a din shiurin. So it's a din shiurin. So therefore, they shouldn't have this din of katnas. So how could the Rambam say, a goy, akum katnas potter, if he did on a veira? Vishavti, I'll just find it. Vishavti lo, I answered him, the vada, you're right. Had the bein and shon of Simanim, shiur Allah Mishim Sina. Afilu yem maskel ben das. Even if the kid's a brilliant kid, right? We know kids that are 12-year-old; they're brilliant. They're more brilliant than people that are 50 years old. But the Torah says halach masina. He doesn't have a din of a ben das. He can't make a kinyan. He's a chayv mitzvahs. Lo yischayv shegil shiur. The Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden b'shanim and simanim. V'zelo niton leben noach. That was taken not given ben noach. Aval al koponim koten she'ein o bar das. Right. Asher pituyav v'ritzoyna oynes. In other words, you can convince him anything. Like the Gemara says, pituy k'tana oynesu. Let's say a girl is married. A girl could be married for many age. And someone, and she's, if a woman is mezana tachas baila, she becomes also l'baila. But if she's a k'tana, so Gemara says, pituy k'tana oynesu. Right? So the Rambam taka doesn't pass away. And some say, it depends her age. You can't say that you know, or it's you can. It's known in the law of does in American law, even if a girl, a minor, does something willingly, you still say that the guy was ma'anis her because she has no clue what it is. Okay. Ava kaponim cotton shayna ben das shiptu rotsan oin kapeshat cotton gam benoach poto poshit. That's what he says, and in the tshuva, in the later tshuva, based on this question. He had a shayla. Maybe I said last week chametz. I looked it up. It was a case of p'char, right? As you know, you're not allowed to have a behemoth nowadays that'll have a p'char. I mean, if you have it, then you got a problem. You have a carbon. So what does Rafael Franklin do? I just got a psalm this week by Rabbi Sitkin Schasler. So I said, what do you do? No, he says he sells parts of every animal to a akum, and therefore, since the akum owns the behemoth, There's no din b'chor. So what happened is they sold to an Akum, and the kid was 10 years old, and that was the big tumult. He looked very big, he looked like a girl. They found out he was 10. So Chassam Sofer says, give him a test, see if he's a mishtik or bar das, it's fine. Paskin is this lahalacha. This, what he says, is not just stam a pshat in the Rambam, it's not just a pshat in the Rambam, but he used it lahalacha. That's the Chassam Sofer. Now, based on this Chassam Sofer, three gdolim, Re'or Sameach, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and the Divrei Chaim, not the sons of Rav. There was a Divrei Chaim in Litta. The Imre Bina had a father who wrote a sefer called Divrei Mishpat, and his father, meaning his grandfather, was called the Divrei Chaim. The Imre Bina wrote notes on it. It's a beautiful sefer. So those three say the following. Okay, we'll see the Or Sameach inside, and then the Divrei Chaim adds to that. We'll start out with the Marshal in 18. It says like this, that the question was, I think we mentioned also, what's the din if you murder a Ben Noach? So din is your potter, right? Rashi and Chumash, it's Gemara's all over, that's the din. And we learn out, v'chi yazid isha re'eyu, right? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes a Mechilta. Yisrael Shagat Teishu Mechilta. V'chi yazid isha re'eyu. Re'eyu lahoitzi achem. Like the Gemara says, even by chametz, shalchat ha'rev ha'tarei shal acherim, the Gemara learns it means not another Jew's chametz, you're not allowed to have in Pesach. But Akum's chametz, that you're allowed to. U'mash ha'rbeinu ger toishu b'cha acherim, same thing, k'mosh inin golos, k'mosh la. Isi ben Akiva, now this is the rest of the Mechilka. Koide matan Torah, before matan Torah, ha'inu muzarim al shvichas damim. We were not allowed to murder. You can't murder anybody. La'acha matan Torah shehuchmuru. After matan Torah, we became more chomer. The Torah gave us more kedusha. Torah gave us more mitzvahs. Huklu, we became more kal. How can it be that before matan Torah, you're not allowed to kill another human being? After matan Torah, you could. Be'emes amru. That's what they said. Potter medine b'nei basa v'dam. Okay, I guess so. V'dina masal l'shamayim. Right, vadina masal l'shamayim. In other words, there's a chiyuv misa b'day shamayim if you kill an akum. V'zeh this the kas mishnah adds zeu shekas rabbeinu ein nergal bezin koyma avadina shamayim chayim. We mentioned the same thing with abortion. Right, we know that the din is we're potter if we abort. Right, if you cause an abortion, you commit an abortion, you're potter. I mean, the doctor who does it is not allowed to do it. So you're potter. Is a potter. So Tosfos says, "But how could that be?" Like you asked before, that by Akum we learn out Shefer Dama Adam be Adam Dami Shafer Shefer Dama Adam be Adam. Esu Adam Sheba Adam. What's an Adam in Adam? Have you ever Uber be Meimai? Right, when you have a fetus in his mother's womb, an Akum gets killed for it. So how could it be that it's also to them and Mutter to us? Tosfos says, "Must be it's also to us too." But we're not Chayv Misa. The Shalom we said, which was not the get the Shir today. If it's a special Issa, or it's a Ritzicha without an Oynish. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Olav Hashem, held Zuchan Vrocha, they used to hold that it's Mamish Ritzicha, he wouldn't be Mata Tay-Sachs, right? When they had big problems with Tay-Sachs before they were able to give tests, or they knew that child would have Tay-Sachs, right? So Rav Moshe did not allow them to do an abortion. But as Rabbeinuch said, the Tzitz Aliyaz and others in Herzl, who was accepted yet to do it. Because not Ritzicha, it's a different issa, and therefore that Cheshboin is why you're allowed to go and do it. But that's you're not allowed to do. So you're not allowed to kill an Akum. Okay, so what do we take from this? That the Pshat is Matan Torah can't make us more kal. It can't be that if we're not allowed to do something at Shas Matan Torah, it becomes mutter to us. Not only for that generation, but for generations. In other words, abortion was also, it stays also. Ritzicha was also of an Akum, it stays also. Sandat Or Sameach says like this: Ulfize, like at 19, Yeshachalik. Shemitzvus. No, it's going with the Chassam Sofer. So it comes out like this: Let's say 8-year-old child, 8-year-old Ben Noach, is chayev in sheva mitzvahs Ben Noach. That means he gets killed if he eats over menachai. He gets killed if he steals and so forth. Right? Now we're not talking about the oynish. We're talking about the issa. So Zok the Meir Simcha comes out like this: B'shas Matan Torah. The Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yankov, what we call Bnei Yisrael, right? How old were they that they were chayiv in Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So 8 years old, let's say, whatever Bar Das. All of a sudden, Matan Torah comes, and what happens? The kid's, oh, great, now I can eat Eiv Melechai, now I can steal, now I can murder. He says, Afiza, Yesh Chag, the mitzvah shenetztavu b'nei noach, gam b'yisrael ha'ktanim shigiyu l'chaldeya, isur ram yalei. U'kemoish amu mechilta, which is the one the Kesem Mishra says, ish lohitzi katan, ve'eyu lohitzi akum, and he brings Isi ben Akiva, koyde Matan Torah, inu mizam shechzdam, lach Matan Torah, shechmu huklu, right? The Pirusha, the Lagabe Kedushas HaMitzvahs. As far as the Kedushas, Vadai Mitzuvan Acha Matan Torah, Mashahi Mitzuvan B'koidim. Rak L'inyan, Oynshin, Im Ava V'asa, Tfei Chosa, Rachman Al Dam Yisrael. The Torah had, not the pshat, the issa went down. The issa stayed. But Torah just said, you don't get, we have rachmanis. It's like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that one mandama holds that Malchus is 23. Why? Because Malchus is really Misa, right? Or the Gemara and Malchus, Malchus may become, really a person should have Misa for any affair. The Torah had rachmanis on us and gave us Malchus. So the Torah took away the einish from us, but the affair still stays. So So what did the Torah didn't take away our vera of abortion, the vera of murder. The Torah just says you don't get punished for it. Meaning, v'imar tzeach kotten, v'kivin shekein ba'al behema, gam b'enoch muzim v'nerek, v'adei yisrael mitzuvah b'katnusa, kiv shekil chal das. What these achreinim ha-machadash, again, the divachayim, the litvish of divachayim, the arsamech and the bitzgachonim, they all say that ktanim ach Chayev ha'aser, let's more correctly, in Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. It's mamish issa d'raisa, just don't get punished. I'm ready to get chiddush. A cotton is a cotton who's a bar das, how can it be worse than a ben Noach? A ben Noach is gets killed for 8 years old, let's say, if he does these averis. So a cotton's allowed to do these averis, it doesn't make sense. That's the chiddush of all these achreinim. Based on that, we'll do this first. The Divrei Chaim says the same too, but he says more than that. So now let's go back to the Ramah. Ramah says that a cotton who does an avera when he's a cotton, I mean, when a top partner, he should do tshuva on it when he gets old. He should do tshuva, right? Three rayas. What are the three rayas? Ravashi burnt a shtar. What is sir is that? What does that fall under? Gezel. The Magen Avraham used Baal HaBehema. What does that fall under? Arias. And the Goyen that he gave back money for all the court cases that he, what's that? Dinim. All three are mitzvah b'nei noach. He says beautifully. He says you don't have a raya to the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't really have a raya that a cotton who hits his father, let's say a cotton who eats chazer, a cotton who's a machal shav, let's say, has to do tshuva. Why? Because the three places that you find that a cotton has to have kapara are punked three places where Akum is chayiv. He said that already, a ben noach is chayivin, so Yisrael also is chayivin. How could it be that it should be worse? But you don't have a right to this sheet. So they taka are going with this mahalach, the Devachem says that it's no right to Ramah. It doesn't mean other verse, but that's what the mechadish, okay? That's the chiddush they say. I once mentioned to you, I probably said a few times, but Shlomo reminded me how many times, but I once saw notes, I think it's printed now, of Rabbi Aaron Kotler, notes. I mean to say, is shiurim written from Rabbi Aaron Kotler when they were first printing Mishnas Rabbana. I happened to be in Lakewood, and the fellow who works on it, at Rabbi Rotberg, I forgot his first name.
What?
Tzvi Rotberg. So he showed it to me. I was a shtick of mechavented that the din of Irani Dachas, that the Rambam says you kill even Ketanim, you kill Ketanim, sometimes you kill Ketanim. In the Goyin, it says that the reason Irani Dachas gets Sayef rather than Skila, they get a lesser Avera, a Jew does a Avera Zara, he gets Skila, which is more Chomer. Irani Dachas gets the whole, the rave of the city did Avera Zara, so those who did Avera Zara get Sayef, it's a weaker punishment. Goyin says in a few places, because if a whole city did a Avodah Zarah, you dan them like a Ben Noyach. That's a whole maima why, but that's what it says in the Goyim. Oh, if they have a din ben noyach, then could be the ketanim also chayev like the Chassam Sofer. It's only when they're eight. Shail is in Ramatzat Masher age limits. The Baran found a Mordechai that seems to say, we mentioned it, whether you have to sit shiva yochman atzlan on a kid that became a mummer. The din is on a real mummer. You don't sit shiva. That's what it's a Mishnah. Right? The Ruge Bezin, they didn't sit shiva, they're mumarim. But it was a Maisa Shahaya, the Mordechai brings. A woman became a mummer. She took a son, and then the son died. Did they have to sit shiva for him? So one of the rayas, one of the Rishayim says over there was, Ketana Irenidacha says, what are you bringing me right from here? And also, Shiny Hossam Irenidacha, because it's Irenidacha. Well, because over there, Ketana have a different thing.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.